Just a bit of further detail on that story about the conflict and tensions between India and Pakistan. The Indian government says it attacked 9 sites within Pakistan-controlled Kashmir. It described them as precision strikes at camps. It said were terrorist camps after days after it blamed Pakistan for a deadly attack on the Indian side of the contested region. And Pakistan's army said 3 locations had been targeted and they have said it was a heinous provocation. So that's no doubt something that will be carried in news bulletins today and indeed throughout tomorrow. Claire Scott, the issue of Scorts has at this stage gone into the political realm. Dublin and Kilkenny staged a protest over what? What's the issue?
Yeah, so there was a protest held by the players on the Dublin and Kilkenny Camogie team over the weekend, and it was in relation to, it was a follow-up to a survey that was carried out by the Gaelic Players Association, and it found that I think about 70% of girls within the Camogie Association, girls and women, that they were uncomfortable wearing skorts, and that another 83% said that they should be allowed to have a choice in relation to this. And we saw Alan Kelly, who is now kind of the chair of the sports committee. He said that he would like to discuss this with the Camogie Association over why girls cannot have a choice in relation to what they wear on the field. The Taoiseach has also said that, you know, the fact that girls and women have to wear skorts playing Camogie, it's an outdated and an archaic rule. But Camogie Association seems to be not really backing down on this. They said that, look, there was a review of this already, and that it was decided that there was no problem with the skorts, but they're now going to look at it again in mid-May and they'll come up with recommendations. Right. But it's a strange thing.
You've booked a ball or two yourself in your time, have you?
When I was a kid, and I was able to wear shorts at that time, so I don't know whether it was just...
Yeah. I think it's when it gets to competitive
14.
Level.
Well, I unfortunately never got to that level, you know.
Younger than 14, because there was a recent Come On to Croker event in Croke Park where Camogie teams from all over the country were hosted, and for under 12 teams, it was stipulated that if you weren't wearing a skort, you weren't getting on the pitch. Maeve O'Connell, what's your view on it?
Listen, times have changed, and I appreciate that there's great tradition in Camogie, and there's a great history, and it's part of the game's history, and there's great tradition. But, you know, the days of your mother and your grandmother when they played, it's different. Now, when you're on a pitch, there's people taking photographs of every point and every play, and people can be, girls and young women can feel deeply uncomfortable at that level of visibility in that particular level of attire. And I think comfort matters. And the other thing we need to consider as well is that young women now, again, another difference from the past, have a lot more choices. And I would be concerned that this type of debate around something like this might discourage young girls from taking up the sport, which I think would be an awful shame. So I would prefer that the leadership and the members could get together and find a solution whereby we can recognise the traditions of the game while still allowing people to feel comfortable. So that we're at the end of the day, that the girls can focus on the game and not on their gear.
Okay. Actually, one prominent manufacturer of skorts describes the product online, Teresa Reedy, as a flattering fit to maximise player comfort. That's quite the statement for underage Camogie, isn't it?
I think when the country is laughing at you, you have lost. And everybody got the memes on their WhatsApp groups this morning. And I think, you know, there's no good answer to why people are being forced into wearing skorts. These are elite athletes, and it's really quite bizarre that this has re-emerged, because it was only addressed, and at the time everybody was baffled at the decision of the association to stick with this outdated thing. But I think it's going to move now, because they can't allow the sport to be brought into disrepute, which is effectively what's happening at the moment.
Okay, there is another issue which you might refer call term, at least I do, the pink razor premium on skirts, because, you know, I haven't seen a skirt priced at less than 20 quid. And actually, I was in the middle of purchasing skirts because of the aforementioned stipulation about no skirt, no play for an event.
I look
recently.
Forward to seeing you on.
Yeah, I they'll be flattering. according to the manufacturer. But as I made my way to the till with a bundle of north of 20 euro skirts, there was a multi-pack of GAA shorts for a tenner on the way to the till. So these cost multiples, Aidan Varley, of shorts. Your party, anyway, has issued a statement on this.
Yeah, and I think it's been quite accurately summed up by the rest of the panel here this evening in terms of the farcical nature of this. I would commend the elite women who have taken a stand on this, and I don't think that's the end of it. I suppose I can represent my daughter's opinion on this, who's 17-year-old. She plays rugby, very proudly does that, and she wears essentially the uniform of rugby, which is shorts, socks, jersey. She's very comfortable playing, and to not have that choice seems archaic. I think it seems like a fait accompli that the Camogie Association will roll back on this. What's it going to take for them to do that? I don't know. I hope they just listen to the players. That's all we need to do here, listen to the players.
All right.